Today, we will consider obstacles and how to move forward by faith when dealing with them. Obstacles come in many different forms, and they usually produce two results. They discourage faith, because doubts and fears come into the heart, and they also halt our progress, because we stop walking with God and growing in His grace. So let's consider Caleb and the day he claimed a mountain. We'll be reading in Joshua chapter 14, beginning in verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. The person we will consider today is Caleb, one of the most interesting characters found in the Bible. Most of Caleb's life was lived during troublesome times, either as a slave in Egypt or wandering through the wilderness with the Israelites. Yet we find Caleb being a man of great faith, which is a reminder that circumstances should never affect our relationship with God. In the passage which we've just read, we find the Israelites dividing up the land. The kings and kingdoms had been defeated. There were still foes in the land, small remnants scattered throughout that had to be dealt with, but the standing armies were gone, and the people were permitted to rest and live in peace. We find the generation that knew only wandering and warfare was now settling down. And God, through Joshua, would determine the portion of land that each tribe would receive. This would be fair. And the people would have to accept what God gave them and be content. So Joshua met with the leaders of Israel, and the land was divided up between the tribes. That brings us to the problem. Caleb had been promised a portion of land, and it seems he might not receive it. There was nothing sinister involved, just an oversight. So as far as our problems, first, Caleb was overlooked. As they began to divide the land, it seems nobody mentioned Caleb or the portion God promised him. It had been over 40 years since the promise was given, and the only one still alive was Joshua. Since the promise was not for him, and he was busy leading a nation, it's likely Joshua forgot. So Caleb respectfully reminded his old friend of God's promise. Here's the second obstacle. The mountain Caleb desired was occupied. And not only were people living on it, but the Bible tells us it was the Anakims who dwelt on the mountain. These people were giants with a reputation of being fierce in battle. It's these giants that put fear into the hearts of the Israelites 40 years earlier. And because of that fear, they refused to enter into the land. But that didn't seem to bother Caleb. All he saw was intruders on the mountain God had promised him. He was ready to claim the land and with God's help, take it. These obstacles being overlooked and the mountain being occupied were overcome because Caleb trusted in God's promise. Because God had said it, Caleb believed it. It was as simple as that. Now we will consider some practical lessons from Caleb's requests. First, his request was based upon God's promise. Based upon God's promise. This claim for the mountain was not due to his personal desires, but his convictions and his faith in God. The Lord promised Caleb the land. It was the Lord who would give it to him. Caleb was 40 when Moses appointed him to spy out the land. He faithfully went with the other 11 men and then returned with his report. Evidently, Caleb had covered this area while in the land. He saw the mighty Anakims and their powerful walled cities. He also saw Mount Hebron and the land that surrounded it. He returned with a positive report and encouraged the Israelites to go by faith and occupy the land. Caleb was probably excited for what God had waiting for them. He believed the Lord gave them the land and would allow them to possess it. All they had to do was claim it. Only Joshua agreed with Caleb. The other 10 spies were filled with fear and doubts. Caleb and Joshua were outvoted, and the people decided that it was too difficult for them to take the land. Sadly, the Israelites followed the advice of the fearful spies. And because of this, they were doomed to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. It seems their hearts were melted with a poor report. And so they followed the majority, those that were fearful, those that were logical. Now the problem is that they opposed the Lord's direction. God was ready to give them the land. All they had to do was enter into it. As far as Caleb's speech here in our passage, it was not a proud talk, but a rehearsal of the facts, delivered as evidence supporting his request. The Lord had recognized Caleb's faith and planned to reward him and his family. And since the Lord had determined this to be done, there was no need to cast a lot for it. The issue was settled. The land belonged to Caleb. This reminds us that God's word is certain, and his promises will be fulfilled. All of them. there are several promises you can claim. To begin with, claim the promise of salvation. In Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 9, it reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have not claimed that promise, I encourage you to do so today. Another promise that can be claimed is the promise of provision. In Philippians chapter 4, in verse 19, we read, but my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Another promise, the promise of wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. There are many more promises to claim. My question for you, have you claimed any? Next, I want you to notice that Caleb's request was bold. It was bold. Caleb wanted his own portion. He wanted to be treated as a tribe. The lots would be given to the tribes, and then the land divided amongst the families of each tribe. Caleb wanted to bypass that and receive his lot directly from the Lord. A personal lot from God. Caleb did not want Mount Hebron to be included with the other lots. It was his. God had already given it to him. His thought was, don't be giving it to somebody else. That's mine. This reminds us that we are to pray boldly, with confidence in Almighty God. Confident He will hear your prayers and answer them. What should you request? Maybe not a mountain, but whatever your cares may be, make them a matter of prayer. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Are you boldly going before God? How often do you seek the Lord in prayer? Is it daily? The next consideration concerning Caleb's request was that it was big. It was big. Caleb wanted a mountain. You can't get much bigger than that. He did not settle for a few acres of land, but a large area. And he was given this promise when he was 40 years old. And although he was 85 at the moment, he still wanted the mountain. Age did not dim his faith in God. And we find that Caleb was willing to work to receive God's blessings. Yes, it was a big request, but Caleb relied upon the Lord. He did not rely upon his strength, wisdom, or experience. He was not self-reliant or filled with self-confidence. He planned to drive them out because he knew the Lord would be with him. This was great faith in God. Those giants were nothing to Caleb because his God was greater. And he understood that without God, he would fail miserably. But with God, nobody could stop him. This reminds us that with God, all things are possible. I don't know the obstacles in your life. I don't need to. But I know with God, you can overcome them. Why? Because God is great. And with Him, all things are possible. So find strength in the Lord today. The next thing about his request was that it was brave. It was brave. Caleb knew the Anakims remained on the mountain, and he was ready to drive them off. This was the most difficult place to conquer in the land. Not only were there hills and mountains, but they were filled with a mighty people. It was all or nothing. Caleb would either lose his life or gain the mountain. We find a great display of faith here. These giants had hindered the nation's faith and prevented them from entering the land 40 years previously. These same giants were the ones Caleb planned to run out of the country. He asked for the difficult work because it would produce the best for him. Caleb knew what was ahead. He knew what he was getting into. You'll notice he did not volunteer others to go, but was determined to take the mountain himself. The Lord does not need recruiters. He wants workers. Men and women that are willing to get involved and serve Him. Caleb wanted a great blessing, and he was willing to work for it. I ask you, are you willing to work for great blessings? If you want a great marriage, you have to work for it. If you want a great family, you have to work for it. If you want a great church, you have to work for it. Let's not look for the easy way out. But like Caleb, let's look to go the right way, even if it's difficult. Next, we see that his request was a bargain. It was a bargain. The Lord would provide and bless. No deals involved, no payments required, and no debt incurred. All Caleb had to do was claim the land God promised him. The land would be his inheritance and would belong to his children forever. With God, there are no schemes or strings attached to his word. He is honest and trustworthy. If God has said it, it is true. If he has promised something, he will keep it. When doubts arise, it's due to our failure to take God at His word. Put those doubts aside and trust in the Lord. Finally, we find that His request was a blessing. It was a blessing. Caleb was an encouragement to others. While some tribes complained of their portion, either being too small or too difficult to take, he would take a mountain for himself. This is the oldest or second oldest man in the nation making this claim. There was no excuse for others to remain at home or out of the fight. Also, Caleb set the example for others to follow. He would show that with God's power, they could drive out the inhabitants. And this would be accomplished with the most difficult of foes, the Anakims. It's possible to be a blessing to others by simply claiming God's promises. In closing, On that day, Caleb was encouraged, and he went out to take his mountain. God kept his word, and Caleb received his portion. To receive God's promises, you must simply claim them. Have you claimed any of his promises? If so, continue as Caleb did. If not, begin today.